الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you've made some good intentions before watching this Silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. As our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions and I will listen to the bayan attentively. And whenever I will hear Sallu ala al-Habib, Tubu ilallah, Uskurullah, or the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will read Durood-e-Paak and reply loudly with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah azzawajal. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marratin lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu minal jannah. The one who recites Durood 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This recitation of 1,000 Durood-e-Paak is very easy. You divide it over 5 daily salah. You have to read 200 Durood-e-Paak after every salah. And imagine the blessing that one's going to get, that he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. This utterly tells us that Durood-e-Paak is the means of attaining Jannah. Durood-e-Paak is the means of pleasing our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is ultimately the means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read Durood-e-Paak abundantly. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in a book, Jaisi Karni Vaisi Bharni, a beautiful book that contains many stories. Two sisters decided to marry their children with each other. The girl had a poor vision due to which she used to wear glasses. After some time, a discord surfaced between both the sisters. A fight happened between both the sisters to such an extent that the one sister said to the other, "I cannot marry my faultless son to your blind daughter." Having heard this, the other sister felt a massive shock because the one who found fault with her daughter was not anyone else but her real sister. Anyhow, her sister had gone after breaking off the relationship. On the other hand, when she reached home, she thought to shift the iron pipes to the roof which were lying downstairs. She asked her son to help her out in this work. Suddenly, an iron pipe slipped from her hand and hit straight in the eye of a person, and his eyes came out of the socket with his eyelid. Allahu Akbar. She was absolutely stunned, and the words that she uttered to her sister started resonating in through her ears. "I cannot marry my faultless son to your blind daughter." Now she started feeling ashamed of what she had done, but there was no gain as her son had lost an eye. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that on the basis of unimportant things, people who break relations with their relatives brings disgrace upon themselves and commit sins of hurting another Muslim's feeling without any reason. Face disgrace. These people who hurt other people's feelings face disgrace and humiliation. Alas, nowadays in our society, kinship has become very delicate and sensitive, like fragile thread. Due to the persistence of egotism, relatives have become bitter enemies of one another. Engagements are being broken off due to minor issues. Everyone wants to meet rich relatives, but there's no one to ask poor relatives. Children do not talk to their parents. Love between brothers is dying. Fights are surfacing between real sisters. Real brothers and sisters greatly hate one another. People meet their friends in great manner, but inside their home, they're fighting with their own fathers, they're fighting with their own mother, they're fighting with their own parents, they're fighting with their own brothers and sisters, and they're fighting with their own wives. Our Lord has commanded us to treat our relatives well. In Ayah 38 of Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, "Therefore give the relative his right, and to the needy and to the traveler, this is better for those who seek the pleasure of Allah, and only they achieve their goal." In Ayah 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Part 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And be good to parents and to relatives and orphans and the needy." In the commentary for the ayah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said the following Madani pearls. In this blessed ayah, we have been commanded to do our relatives a favor. Favor should be done to parents as they deserve it the most. Other relatives are after the parents. Dhil Qurba are the people who are your relatives through your parents. They are called Dhi Raham. There are three types of Dhi Raham. Father's relatives, such as paternal grandfather, grandmother, uncle and aunt. Mother's relatives, such as maternal grandfather, grandmother, uncle and aunt. And number three, it is related to the relatives of both, such as real brothers and sisters. In Dhi Raham, the closer is the relationship, the more will be his or her right. The relation of a brother and sister is stronger than the brother of father and brother of mother. Therefore, they have the right first. There are two types of relatives. The one with whom nikah is haram, such as the sister of a father and a sister of a mother. To serve them is fard, and they are in need, and someone does not do it, someone does not help them, he is a sinner. The relatives with whom nikah is halal, such as cousins, to do them a favor and treat them well is sunnat-e mu'akkada and brings a reward. In addition, it is necessary to treat all relatives well, or rather all Muslims well, and to inflict pain upon them is haram. There are some relatives that are mihram. There are some relatives that are not mihram. They both have right over us. All of them have rights. Even neighbors have rights in Islam, but these people are not included in this ayah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the category of relationship changes, the level of treating relatives also changes. Parent status is the highest one amongst relatives. Then comes the rank of those with whom nikah is haram forever due to nasab, lineage. Then the rest of the relatives, according to their relation, will deserve good treatment. Remember, there are different forms of treating your relatives well, such as giving them gifts, helping them if they need your help, saying good things to them, being kind to them, saying salam to them, going to meet them. These are all ways of treating your relatives well. If a person is in a foreign country, nowadays, being connected has been made much easier than in the older times. Emails is one of the ways, social media, calling them through social media is another way. So keep in contact with your relatives. Inshallah, will bring good, will refresh the relationship with your relatives. If someone is in a foreign country and his parents call him, he will have to come. This is something that we need to make sure we do it. If you're in a foreign country and our parents call us back home, then we have to go. We have to go back to the country. Similarly, whenever his parents need him, he has to come back and serve them. After father comes the status of paternal grandfather and elder brother, as elder brother has a status like father. Elder sister and maternal aunt have the status like mother. Some Islamic scholars have said that uncle is like a father. And the same thing can be derived from a blessed hadith of Tirmizi, which is a person's paternal uncle is like his father. Other than them, sending letters or gifts to other relatives will be sufficient. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, treating relatives well or being kind to them does not mean that you're only kind to them when they are kind to you. You're only good to them when they are good to you. You only give them gifts when they give gift to you. You only invite them when they invite you. It is the contrary. In reality, treating relatives well means when they break off relations with you, you establish relationship with them. If they want to separate from you, they want to become careless of you, you take care of them, you take care of their rights. Unfortunately, in this day and age, the reciprocation is taking place a lot. I mean, meaning we only treat our relatives well when they treat us well. We only invite them when they invite us. If a relative invites you to a wedding, you invite them, you only invite him. Then if they don't invite you, we don't invite them. It's the give and take that we've been doing. If he's alone, if he invites you with family members, then we invite them with family members. If he invites one person, then we also invite one person. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the idea of treating relatives well is, no matter how they treat us good or bad, from our side, we should always treat our relatives well. It is stated in the blessed hadith, the best sadaqah is that which is given to the relative who bears enmity in the heart. It is because giving sadaqah to the relative who bears enmity in the heart is sadaqah as well as a good treatment with the one who breaks off the relations. on page 77 of 130 Parables of Devotees of Rasul, along with the Holy Sites of Makkah and Medina, published by Maktabatul Medina, it has been stated that Sayyidina Mujahid bin Yahya Balkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, there was a Khurasani person who had been living in Makkah for 60 years, very pious and very ascetic. And he would recite the Holy Quran during the day and he would perform tawaf the whole night. He had friendship with a righteous person who entrusted 10,000 dinars to his Khurasani friend and went on a journey. When he returned from his journey, he was informed that his Khurasani friend has passed away. He went to the heirs and asked for his dinars, but they said they did not know about him. The pious person then mentioned this event to the Islamic scholars in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The scholars said that they're hopeful that this deceased person will be one of the heaven dwellers. They advised the pious person to go to the well of Zamzam after midnight and call his deceased friend in these words, peeping into the well of Zamzam, "O Khurasani, I entrusted something to you, where is it?" He would reply. The pious man did as he was advised, but he received no reply from the inside the Zamzam well. He then contacted the Islamic scholars again from Makkah al-Mukarramah and informed them of the situation. Expressing sadness, they said, "Then perhaps the Khurasani person was not amongst those who were blessed with heaven. Otherwise, his soul would have been in the well of Zamzam." The scholars then advised the pious man to go to Yemen, where there is a well called Barhut. After you reach the well of Barhut, call him in the same way. The well lies at the corner of Jahannam. The soul of the hell dwellers are in it. Hence, this individual goes to Yemen and called him, peeping into the well of Barhut. "O Khurasani, I entrusted something to you. Where is it?" The pious man said that after some time, he heard the voice of the deceased Khurasani friend. He asked him, "How did you come here? You are very pious. You are very ascetic." The Khurasani replied, "I had a disabled sister whom I did not care and broke off relations with her. That is why all my acts of worship were ruined and now I am being tormented." The pious person then asked him about the dinars which he entrusted him with. The Khurasani person replied that they were buried in such and such corner of his home. The deceased Khurasani asked him to go there and dig it out. Hence, the pious person went to the home of the deceased Khurasani, dug his dinars out, and then went to the home of the sister of the deceased Khurasani. He provided for her and she became happy. Afterwards, the pious person went to the Zamzam well in Makkah al-Mukarramah and called his friend, peeping into the well. The deceased Khurasani replied that, "Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I have attained salvation from the well of Barhud and now I am in the well of Zamzam in peace and comfort." My dear Islam brothers, this should shake us. This should make us worry for those who have broken their ties with their siblings, those who have broken their ties with their relatives. Imagine this individual used to recite Quran daily, used to perform tawaf entire night. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this should shake us. We should tremble with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Khurasani person lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah for 60 years, very pious, very ascetic, reading Quran every day, performing tawaf the entire night, but none of his worship was accepted simply because he broke off his ties with his sister. He did not look after his disabled sister. And unfortunately, nowadays, this has become very, 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 very common. We break off relationship with the brothers. We break off relationship with the sisters on small matters that should not be a problem between brothers and sisters. This narration, this story should be a lesson for all of us that we should not do this. We should reconsider our actions. If we need to go and seek forgiveness, let's do it. It would not hurt us. It will elevate our status. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, not treating relatives well, especially sisters, being careless of their rights, brings about great destruction. And due to the curse of this destruction, a person's righteous deeds are also destroyed. The above mentioned parable, the story that we just heard, contains a warning Madani pearls, especially for those who offer salah and observe fast regularly, perform Hajj and Umrah, spend generously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, donate generously for the construction of masajis, madaris, perform lots of Madani activities, spend their mornings and evening presenting the call towards righteousness, do good to the poor and needy, spend on friends, do good on them and help them in their bad times, not only themselves live in a luxurious, comfortable life, but they also provide their children with expensive cars and good places to live.
They pay the huge fees happily for their schools, spend money lavishly in their marriages, but regretfully, they do not like to treat their needy relatives, especially with their brothers or sisters, fulfill their needs and give them share from their inheritance. Allahu Akbar. People find ways not to give inheritance to their own brothers and sisters. What are we doing? Where are we going with this? How this money is going to help us? This entire wealth, we won't be able to take it in the grave. This money, this wealth, we won't be able to take it in our graves. But this wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us can help us earn more thawab, can help us earn dua, which could help us in going to Jannah in the hereafter, which could help us in our grave, inshaAllah. On page 46 of monthly magazine Faizan-e-Madina, published in April 2017, it has been stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam treated his milk sister, Sayyidatuna Shayma radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the following manner. He stood up for her. Imagine, he is Sayyidul Anbiya, the one who has the highest status amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's Sayyidul Anbiya. He's the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, he would stand up for his sister. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sat her down on her blessed chadar after spreading it. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said this, ask, you will be bestowed. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. During this exemplary kindness, tears were flowing from his blessed eyes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, if you want, you can live with us with respect. When she returned, the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave her 3 slaves, 1 slave girl and 1 or 2 camels. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again met the same sister at a place of Jirana, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also gifted her sheep and goats. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's act of treating his milk sister well is sufficient to make every brother realize that the sister deserves time, love and good treatment. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu married a widow woman so that she could look after his 9 or 7 sisters, braid or plait their hair and give them food and a good upbringing. Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, the love of this world is such a trap of shaitan in which a person is trapped. He stops performing righteous deeds. For example, first he stops performing mustahab acts, then he starts become heedless towards sunnah, and after he gets into the habit of leaving fard and wajib acts, and then gradually gets into a habit of performing haram acts. He starts spending his life by telling lies, telling tales, committing backbiting, hurting the feeling of others, listening to songs and music and different types of haram and permissible deeds. In addition, it has also been noticed that the one who's usually very busy with the world forgets his relatives. The one who's busy with the world loses sincere friends. The one who's busy with the world starts considering the poor to be inferior. The one who is very busy with the world becomes stingy. The one who is busy with the world suffers from the disasters of arrogance. The one who is busy with the world does not listen to the advice. The one who is busy with the world is unable to differentiate between halal and haram. The one who is busy in the world would fall victim to thieves, robbers. The one who is busy with the world suffers many different types of disasters. In short, if the one who is busy with the world knew the reality of the world, he would never take interest in it. The reality of the world has been stated in the Holy Quran. Ayah 20 of Surah Al-Hadid, part 27, translation from Kanzul Iman. You should know that the life of this world is nothing but a play and an amusement, an adornment, and you boasting amongst yourself and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Regarding this ayah, it is stated in Siratul Jinan, the reality of the world is mentioned in this ayah so that Muslims do not take interest in it, because the world benefits very less and finishes very quickly. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this one more time. The world benefits, the worldly benefits are very less, but it finishes very quickly. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned 5 things about the world. The life of the world is just fun and frolic, and keep working hard only to get it is nothing but a waste of time. The life of this world is the name of elegance and adornment. The life of the world is the name of being arrogant with one another and having excess over one another regarding wealth or children. When this is the state of the world and it contains such evils, so instead of taking interest in it and making effort to get it, we should get busy ourselves with such deeds that can make our hereafter better. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who break off relations with their relatives for the love of the world and the wealth of the world will face great disgrace and humiliation on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, on the judgment day, a very ugly blue-eyed old woman whose teeth would be out from the front side will appear in front of people, and people will be asked, do you know her? People will say, we want Allah's protection from its recognition. It will be said, it is the same world of which you used to be proud of. You used to break off relations because of it. You used to feel jealous and bear enmity because of it. Then that world, which is in the form of a woman, will be put into Jahannam. This woman, this dunya, will call aloud, O my master, where are my followers and my group? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, put them with her too. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder, just worry, just think. There are unwise people who commit many sins for the sake of the world, who stop performing virtuous deeds for the sake of the world, who commit sins like jealousy and backbiting for the sake of the world, who tell lies and break promises for the sake of the world, who cheat people and commit theft for the sake of the world, who are burning with hatred and enmity for the sake of the world, who break off relations with each other for the sake of the world, who leave fard and wajib acts for the sake of the world, who do not care about halal and haram for the sake of the world. Such unfortunate people on the judgment day will be put in the fire with the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the love of the world from our hearts and put the love of salah and fast in them. Ameen. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just heard the love of this dunya does not take us anywhere. It is actually taking us towards more and more sins. It is enabling us to break off our ties, to break off our relations with our relatives. And if you're watching this silsila, we still have time, we're still alive. Let's make a change in our society. Let's make a change in our life. Remember, the person who breaks relationships with his relatives, he does not get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Once Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was mentioning a blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. During this, he said, every such person who breaks off relations should leave our gathering. A young man stood up and went to his paternal aunt, with whom he had a long-standing quarrel. When they both were reconciled, the paternal aunt asked the young man, you go and ask the reason for it. Why did it happen? That is, what is the wisdom of the announcement made by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu? When the young man went back to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked the question, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have heard the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say this, the nation which has someone who breaks off relations, the mercy of Allah Almighty does not descend to that nation. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, according to this blessed hadith, if a person breaks off relationship with a relative, then the entire nation is devoid of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our condition is such that if it's not every household, every other household has broken off relationship with someone else, with some of their relatives. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the past, people used to have very much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this young individual, this fortunate young man, immediately went to his aunt and reconciled with her. We should all do the same thing. If we think, if we have any relatives who's angry with us or is not pleased with us or have broken ties with us, we should reconcile with them provided there's no shari reason. And inshallah, Azzawajal, if you show humility towards your relatives, no matter how angry they are, if you show humility, inshallah, you'll be blessed with eminence, you'll be blessed with honor. It is the saying of a beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who becomes humble for Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty bestows His eminence upon him. An excellent way of attaining the Madani thought to treat your relatives well is to associate yourself with good company, associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. These type of thoughts are provided to treat others well, to treat your relatives well, to treat your siblings well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to treat our relatives well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful on the path of self-reformation. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.